This is special coverage from NPR News. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Here's what we know about the shooting last night at an outdoor concert in Las Vegas. 58 people are dead, more than 500 injured. President Trump called it an act of pure evil. He will pay a visit to Las Vegas on Wednesday. Investigators say the suspect, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, killed himself in the hotel room from which he had been shooting. They say he acted alone and had no connections to international terrorism. There are, of course, still many unanswered questions, including what it means for security at these kinds of large events. Russ Simons is managing partner at Venue Solutions Group. He joins us on Skype from Brentwood, Tennessee. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
And what did you think as you saw this unfolding as an expert in live event security?
I thought that every time we think we've seen everything that could happen, we're wrong, and we should never be thinking that again.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that the things that we used to feel were beyond comprehension are now happening on a daily basis. I mean, just the day before, on Sunday, we had attacks in France and attacks in Edmonton, Alberta, followed by this horrific incident on Sunday night. And almost the pace of what's happening now is also overwhelming.
What about the attack itself? I mean, when you look at what happened there, somebody standing on a high floor of a hotel and shooting out the window at a crowd down below, is there any way to prepare for something like that?
I don't think there's any way to prepare for that. On the other hand, it's not something that's new. Ever since the unfortunate shootings at the University of Texas many, many years ago, there have been incidents with people who have taken high ground for this purpose. I think that it's not unique, but the scale of it is beyond comprehension.
So as an expert on security at these kinds of events, what would you suggest to concerts that are being organized right now, you know, all over the world? Is there anything extra that should be done?
It's a larger scale than just the event that the unfortunate event of last night. It's all special events. And in fact, there are many examples in our daily lives where people are in close compaction with each other, whether it's going in and out of malls or situations that might happen on holidays, that kind of thing. And I don't have the answer as we sit here today. We've been on many calls already this morning. There will be many, many more calls. What we focus on is the fact that over the course of the last 10 to 15 years, we've had extraordinary relationships with local, state, federal, provincial resources. We are in constant communication. We collaborate on training. We are working with DHS and other agencies with regard to creating responses to the things we can imagine and the flexibility to adapt to things that we can't imagine. Part of that was evidenced by the I think, spectacular response by the Las Vegas SWAT team from last night, being able to mitigate that threat as quickly as they did.
And how do you think they did that?
I am presuming they did that because they are in constant training. They are constantly looking at the things that might happen and how to react and mitigate those threats. There's less time trying to figure things out, and that gives us a much better, quicker, and more effective reaction.
So you don't think anything will be done differently post Las Vegas?
Well, I think that something's done differently after each one of these events. As we analyze those events and we filter that in terms of what we know and what new types of actions were placed in front of us, there's a large effort now, because of the wide variety of attacks, both on a small and a larger scale, to have more people prepared for active shooter and armed attacker. I think this is something that's difficult for people to talk about, and every person must have a plan. We have to realize that ultimately we're responsible for our own safety, and we're going to have to start to take steps, or at least consider the steps we may take differently in the future.
Do you expect Las Vegas casinos and hotels to install metal detectors in order to get in?
It's really too early for me to speculate on what the mitigation might be, but I think every bit of this will be analyzed in great detail, and where we can find commonalities or opportunities where this could have been identified and responded to. You certainly don't want to be the person that may have had some instinct or some gut reaction that something may not be right and have not said something. And so back to each of our individual and personal responsibilities. This is the reality of the world we live in today, and we need to do our part and make sure that we're paying attention for ourselves and for those around us.
That's Russ Simons, who is managing partner at Venue Solutions Group. Russ, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.